Unit labeling. Packaging at the case level, and perhaps at the pallet level, usually occurs at the end of the production line, at which point the object stops being work and process inventory and becomes finished goods inventory or a customer order. Inventory control not only maintains a complete count of all final goods, but also all packaging materials use. The master cartons must be labeled at this point, because this level of packaging often looks indistinguishable from many other SKUs. This labeling might have some degree of marketing content depending on how this level of packaging will be used, but items susceptible to pilferage are often labeled with codes only to obscure the contents. In addition to identifying the SKUs precisely, the labeling also often identifies the production line, batch, and lot to assist with chain of custody, product recalls, and so on. A unique serial number per SKU may also be listed. This information is represented in text in one or more languages and measurement units, depending on where the products will be shipped. Since the metric system is used in most of the world, except for the U.S., Liberia, and Myanmar, labels often use the metric system first, followed by the non-metric equivalent in smaller type. Some countries even charge fines for goods not labeled using the metric system. Additional labeling includes special handling instructions for shipping. For example, no forklift, caution. Heavy, this end up, box X of X. Receiving, for example, open this end, signature required, open first, and mixed pallet information, for example, mixed pallet, mixed carton, mixed parts. Labeling must comply with national, regional, and local requirements and, for international shipping, with international conventions. For example, Canada requires bilingual labeling. Various U.S. states have different requirements for liquor labeling, specifying font type and size. Country of origin labeling must be consistent between the product, carton, and unit load label. Dangerous goods, hazmat, have an additional layer of labeling requirements, including warning labels, safety data sheets, SDS, and special handling instructions. Dangerous goods also often require specialized packaging. At the international level, the UN's Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals, GHS, regulates the symbols, warning words, and hazard statements that need to be used. Carriers also need to be notified of dangerous goods requirements in advance so they can use the proper modes and vehicles and display the proper labels on the outside of the vehicle, container, or rail car. Labeling usually incorporates barcoding and may incorporate RFID requirements. These subjects are addressed elsewhere.